All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Testing, testing.
Yeah, what? So we're gonna actually have a show that's recorded on these mics,
as opposed to the built-in mic on monitor. Yo, let me tell you something. This is like cousin of monitor.
Yeah, really?
Like, yeah, this is like monitor's cousin. Well, monitor was shady. We had problems.
You know what I say about monitor?
What?
They all look alike.
That's not right.
What? It's true.
What would that? It's not. Is that technist? What is
you trying to make it some racist thing? Aren't
that,
you?
That's exactly what I'm trying
no,
to do.
No, sir. Monitor, cousin of monitor. They all look alike.
Son of monitor. This one's a little bit smaller.
If I said they all pick lettuce, that would be bad.
That would be terrible.
I didn't say that, did I?
So yeah, so we had a snafu last week.
Uh huh.
But we know what the snafu was.
Yeah.
And we move forward.
And we won't have it again, we hope.
What is Big Gives Geek Stuff? Without at least one show a year that's either lost, compromised, it's almost like a bit. Almost. Only it's intentional every time it happens.
Yeah. Almost or unintentional. Except that is never a bit.
Right, exactly.
Never. It just happens.
It does just in fact.
Why don't you ask the Timoney brothers about their last episode on Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
No one's heard that but me and you in this room at least.
So speaking of in this room, it is a very exciting time for the show when we can announce a new member of the crew.
That's right.
And tonight we are introducing our brand new, what would you say he was?
Well, Shiftless Lay about is how I labeled him last week, but we can go with producer,
brand new
third mic.
Producer, third mic, feller.
Guy in the other chair.
Yes, and we were discussing names
right
for him. We're not going to discuss them because I know how you assholes are. You'll start calling him by the names that we have not chosen
to use. How do you think I got stuck with OG?
Because that's who you are.
That's right. The other guy.
That's right.
That's how it started.
OG.
Big Kev, Mr. Fantastic, and the other guy.
Right. That was it. Look, in defense of Mr. Fantastic, he looked exactly like Mr. Fantastic.
Ian Ruffer.
Yeah, Ian Ruffer.
Was that guy Welsh, right?
So, whatever he is. Unemployed, that's what he is. he looked exactly like that, and I, of course, am Big Kev, which left, you know, you.
Right. The other guy.
Well, there you go.
It just kind of writes itself.
It writes itself.
Just kind of worked.
So the name we've decided to use for our new producer is Scapegoat.
That's right.
So
from now on, anything that goes wrong,
Last week was my fault.
See?
There you go.
My bad.
He wasn't even here and it was his
That's
fault.
Why it was his fault. Sorry if he was that. Here, he might have noticed the problem. He would have been able to correct it and put us on the right path.
Now, I don't want any crazy things to start, like people start calling him SG.
No, that would be terrible.
So he likes the full scapegoat.
The full McGillicuddy.
That's right. And you can look for a bio of That's scapegoat right. and some sort of drawing of scapegoat.
Oh, a drawing.
He is averse to photographs.
I've asked Thomas to do a portrait.
That's not his name on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is his name on the show? Is it Lil OG?
No.
OG. Oh, is it Frodo Washburn?
It's Frodo Washburn.
That's right. I've asked Frodo Washburn to do a portrait.
Oh, yeah?
Of Scapegoat.
Nice.
I'm guessing it's going to be a lot of squiggles, probably brown, black, and purple.
Will he look like a rocket?
Everything looks like a rocket to Frodo Washburn at this point. So yes.
You were trying hard to push that Lil OG angle.
I was. That's all right.
Frodo Washburn.
Frodo Washburn works okay.
Mr. Washburn.
Mr. Washburn.
To his, that's right. Acquaintances. So Scapegoat is here to take the blame for the problems that we have going forward.
Right.
But that said, he could also receive praise for the progress that we make.
He could, in fact, receive some praise for the progress that we make.
So, without further ado, then, let's get going on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 280-something.
Five.
Wow, only 15 to 300?
That's right. I figured that'll take us till about December.
Special guest star coming for 300.
You keep teasing that.
If you come,
you know, that special guest star, disappointed in the past.
We should write the other special guest star and see if he'll show up, too.
Oh, God, no.
Well, we could get
just start writing people.
We could get Public Storage Billy.
Have you found an address for Monitor? Do we know where he is in the hills of Western New Jersey?
Yeah, somewhere. Yes, and we're calling this episode Scapegoat.
That's right.
As it introduces a brand new producer Scapegoat to the show.
Correct.
So there's that.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Let's start off with some trailer talk. It's like trailer trash, only not real.
Okay.
So there were
a lot of releases.
I'm gonna say there were two big ones and one kind of minorish one.
Well, there were a couple of other ones. I don't think you endured the MTV Music Award.
I certainly did not. No.
Well, I, in preparation for this program, sir.
Yes.
I fell upon my sword repeatedly.
Okay.
And fast forwarded my way through to see the
trailers
and clips.
Okay.
That normally come with that awful program hosted by Rebel Wilson. Holy crap.
Who is Rebel Wilson?
She's an actress. Okay. Yes. Sort of. She's from Australia.
Okay.
She's a large girl.
That I knew.
Blonde.
Roomy in the hips.
Roomy through the hips.
Right.
She was in Bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah.
She was
okay.
Kristen Wiig's roommate and had the weird brother.
Okay.
Her and the brother were living with Kristen Wiig.
I think
she had the tattoo and she, like, they said put peas on it. She poured peas down her back.
I didn't see Bridesmaids, but I think I know who she is.
She's also in the extremely mediocre movie Pitch Perfect.
Oh, I didn't see that either. Mm-hmm. Happy to say that I haven't seen either.
One of you out there have seen that movie. That's who she is.
With our audience, I'm saying.
You're not. You're not. Giving anyone crap about being the only person watching something, are you? Because I can do some talking right now. Scapegoat, the only person in America watching Treme.
Okay, I'm not watching it. I have seen an episode or two.
Uh-huh. Actually, I believe Treme is well received, although I've never seen an episode of it.
Critically acclaimed, no viewers.
No.
Exactly. No. Precisely the point.
I have. I will review it for you later.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
We expect that next week.
A lot of good solos on trumpet. That's pretty much the whole show. Just a musical.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any interest in watching that show.
You shouldn't.
I'm not missing anything.
Anyway, MTV Movie Awards.
Yes.
They showed a brand new teaser trailer, or I guess technically it's a full trailer.
For
Catching Fire.
Which one is that?
That's the Hunger Games sequel.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It looked really good.
I know, but
actually.
Yeah.
So that was good. I saw a new TV spot for the Lone Ranger.
Right.
Yeah.
That's about what I got out of that.
I don't think that one's going to do well on the box office.
And if Johnny Depp doesn't get crap from every Native American group in the country, there's something wrong with the Native Americans. They need to put the bottle and dice down.
You know, I finally watched Rango.
What?
Nothing.
No, he was
What'd you say? Oh, shit. Well, that happens.
Scapegoat doesn't understand that you're racist, OG.
I am not racist.
I'm just saying. He's going
to
learn.
He doesn't have to learn it. I am not racist.
So anyway, so I saw that. I saw a new, I saw a new sort of, I guess, a set of clips, I guess, which could be construed as a trailer for Star Trek, even though they did release a new trailer.
There is a new trailer
for Star Trek, which was really good.
Right. That's one of the trailers I had.
Yep. And then I'm trying to think if there was anything else really worthwhile. Avengers won the best movie of the year.
Right.
Some crap. And something else.
I kind of, MTV to me is so irrelevant at this point. I just don't, I mean, occasionally they'll get a scoop on something like on their news, their Twitter news feed or whatever, MTV Geek and MTV News or whatever. But other than that, I don't watch anything on MTV.
They have a good TV show like Skins.
No,
wasn't that a remake of a better British TV show?
British TV show, yeah. But it was really good.
Was it?
Yeah. Or was it wasn't just... MTV also that had Teen Wolf? If I'm not mistaken,
still does.
So there
and all, and that show Awkward, I hear good things about. I hear that's very funny. So in any event, yeah. So I fast forwarded through that train wreck,
right?
Where everybody who wins coincidentally is promoting a new project. So. I know what the other one was. There was another spot for The Hangover 3 that was also really funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan of The Hangover 1. I know I'm like the only person in America.
You are.
But I wasn't in love with Hangover 1.
Well, I still think the best part of the end credits. That's it.
Okay.
Where they show all the photos. Well,
from
the
yeah. It's okay if three guys are in a room and two guys are wrong. That's okay because one guy is still right.
Look,
so
When that movie came out,
I thought Role Models was a much funnier movie that year.
Role Models was very fun.
That was so there you go.
But, all right, so well, you've already mentioned the Trek trailer, yes. So we'll talk about that. Looks pretty badass.
Does.
Benedict Cumberbatch, still the mystery, not a mystery villain.
Yep.
And his own, are they starships in the Trek universe? What are they? Starships, spaceships. Okay, his own starship crashing into the Enterprise. That looked interesting, right?
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Is that really a spoiler? It's in the trailer.
Yeah, but trailers are just spoilers, aren't
they? Well, they are. At this point, trailers are nothing but spoilers. They just ruin the movie for you.
Yep.
But they show, and in some cases, they show all the good shit, and then you go to the movie and
it's terrible. In comedy specifically. Okay. The whole...
Well, yeah. I agree with that to an extent.
We,
you know, Scapegoat and I were discussing this the other day. Still the best teaser trailer ever.
Yeah.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Absolutely. Really awesome song. And just really well edited trailer.
I don't know.
It's that remake of the Led Zeppelin song,
right?
Immigrant song.
And then
I think
they just changed the image with every single beat.
Oh, okay. Well done then.
Yeah.
That is what I would occur.
OG, you should post that. I think on the website.
I will try to seek that out and.
I believe it's on the YouTubes.
I'm sure that it's on the YouTubes. Let's talk about the Man of Steel trailer.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
First time. Go ahead.
Piece of shit.
No, see, I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay? I also disagree.
This is... I have had no interest in this movie. First of all, I don't like Superman, so I go in biased. Second of all, every trailer leading up to this trailer, to me, has bored me to death.
Right.
This trailer at least grabbed my attention.
Okay,
I thought to myself, this could potentially be good. I actually felt like after watching this trailer that I may actually enjoy this movie. Now, again, I still have the bias of Superman in there, which is really hard for me to get past. Because as a general rule of thumb, I hate Superman. So I have to get past that, but I think it looks okay.
Let me tell you what's bothering
Michael
me
Shannon.
It.
Michael Shannon, is that the guy playing Zod? Looks awesome.
From Boardwalk Empire.
From Boardwalk Empire. Looks fantastic as Zod.
True. Let's talk about what's bothering me about it.
Okay.
One, it's these vaguely reminiscent lines. In this one in particular, it's the vaguely reminiscent lines from the 1978 Superman movie that Superman's parents are having with each other.
I believe they call that homage.
I don't believe they call it homage. I think it's like almost word for word. It's the same thing.
Okay.
All we needed was, it is forbidden for you to interfere in human history. You know, like that was what was missing.
Right.
As far as the entirety of the dialogue. You know, the better parts of the dialogue that
Marlon Brando had in the 78 movie.
Right.
That's bothering me. Here's what's really bothering me.
Okay.
My son was on that bus. He saw what Clark did.
Yeah, that bothers me a little bit.
Now, let me tell you why that's really...
I will tell you that bothers
me. Let me tell you why that's really bothering me. Because this trailer in particular is now putting forth a story that Lois Lane is looking for whoever this person is,
right,
who has been hiding, who turns out to be Clark Kent,
right,
who has all these superpowers. And I'm getting the impression that reports of this person with superpowers have been going on for years, and she's been trying to track down who it is, and oh, lo and behold, it's Clark Kent standing next to her. Right? This is the way this is going. I don't like it at all.
I was okay with it. I'm okay with it thus far. For the first time, I'm on board with Man of Steel. It took to this trailer, but I'm on board.
I'm not on board yet.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm
just saying.
So let me know after the credits roll, because
we'll all be in
theaters. No, we'll all be in theaters. We'll watch this anyway. Yeah. Doesn't really matter what they put out.
I right now,
I'm not saying I'm not going to see it, because I can't trash it if I don't see it.
Iron Man 3 is the only one that I'm really looking forward to at this particular junction.
That's soon.
And that's like 2 weeks.
Is it 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's the first weekend in May.
We have Oblivion this week.
Yeah. I'm on the fence on Oblivion.
I want to see Oblivion.
Oblivion will be a DVD watch for me, I think.
That was based on a graphic novel that never came out.
Okay.
That's how Oblivion got made.
All right,
The director of Tron Legacy or whatever. He wanted to make a graphic novel. The graphic novel never came out, so they gave him $100 million and he made a movie instead.
Fair enough. Just the trailers look good.
It looks cool.
Not as good as Elysium, but...
Let's not get too far past the fact that Oblivion right now, to me, looks like WALL-E with people.
Okay.
So...
a little bit.
I don't want to get too, like... out of the realm here, but you know, I want to go see it and all that, but let's be honest, from the trailer it's WALL-E with people.
Right
Exactly. And then secondarily, Elysium trailer got released from the director Blumkofter.
Right. Neil Blum
Hitler, whatever his name was. The guy who did District 9. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Black Sails real quick.
Okay.
This is a new show coming out on Stars, produced by Michael Bay. But not directed by Michael Bay.
So there are less explosions.
Less explosions.
Right.
There was only one, I think, in the entire trailer.
But the fact that it's on Stars indicates there will be some savage sex scenes in it.
And pretty bloody.
Well,
there's one or two.
Have you not seen Spartacus?
I have. But I mean, there's one or two fight scenes in that trailer where some bloody fucked up people in that trailer.
Yeah.
So this is about...
most of the shows on Stars have bloody fucked people.
Well, there you go. So the show is about, oh my God, what's the captain's
name? Young John Silver.
Thank you. Young John Silver. Before.
He becomes long.
Before Treasure Island.
He still has a foot.
Right.
2 feet, I guess.
I don't know. It's another pirate show coming to network television. It's going to rival the one with, we just talked about it, the Blackbeard one that's coming to NBC or whatever.
It's not going to rival it, because the Blackbeard one on NBC or whatever isn't going to have bloody rapes in
it. No, but it does have John Malkovich as Blackbeard, so there's that.
Okay. Are they going to make Pirates the new zombies? Is that the
It might
plan?
Be. Oh, no. Well, Pirates
and zombies started at the same time with Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's true. Pirates were kind of around for a bit, and then Pirates kind of fell into the background. And now they're maybe making a resurgence.
Mostly as a result of the second and third Pirates of the Caribbean movies is why they fell off.
I mentioned NBC a moment ago. Let's talk about NBC for just a second. Hold on to your hats, folks, if you haven't read this already. No. NBC is interested in developing, through Xbox Entertainment and MSN, Heroes, a reboot.
No.
Yes. No, I'm not lying.
No.
It's a terrible idea.
Yep.
The internet so far today, everything that I've seen online, chatter on Twitter, on Facebook, just general blog posts that I've read all day long. I've been kind of following this all day. No one is excited about it.
Fuck you, NBC.
No one is excited, I think, except for NBC.
You ruined it. To stop it?
There should be. Maybe we'll start one if there isn't already. Mm-hmm. Because this is a terrible... No show shit the bed faster, I think, than
when
NBC.
You have great comic talent writing a TV show about comic book superheroes, right, and you fire those people and wonder what the fuck happened to our show, you don't deserve to make a show. You deserve
a reboot. I agree. Oh, all right, let's move forward.
They should bring Alphas back. I'm just going to say
they should bring Alphas back. That show should have never been canceled. That was a travesty.
Let's talk about something that I missed this week.
What?
Did you catch Defiance?
I haven't recorded, but I haven't had a chance to watch it.
Me too.
You know, shows that air during the week, especially two-hour shows that air during the week, and during the week, I mean Monday through Friday, very difficult for me to sit down and be able to digest.
That kid goes to sleep.
Yeah, but so do I. I'm back up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and then I work all day. I'm just saying I'm tired.
You got to put more time in, sir.
Plus, I used some time on Monday to catch up on Game of Thrones, because I'm a little behind on Game of Thrones. Gotcha. So I will watch Defiance before next week.
Now,
hopefully before next week's episode, all 3 hours of Defiance.
I heard really good things about Defiance.
Right.
I heard really good things about the Defiance video game.
Yes.
So this could be something after all.
Can you tell me a little bit about Defiance? Because to me, it just looks like Falling Skies with an online game attached to it.
Well, no.
So I haven't seen the episode yet. So I've only seen the 14-minute clip that they showed online a couple weeks ago. But I think the basic premise is, I think it's Earth was invaded.
Right.
Right. So you're in this post-invasion era Earth.
Right.
But you have humans and aliens and other aliens kind of living together.
Right.
But it's kind of like, but it's also kind of like Revolution, because I have a feel, it kind of looks like technology
Scapegoat.
To a certain degree.
Scapegoat, not a fan not of a Revolution. Fan.
And I'm not
Should
a,
be.
I'm isn't. Not a fan of Revolution either, but what I mean is it looks like technology to a certain degree has been rebooted or set back or at least stunted.
Well, here's the thing. Why don't we put the Defiance talk on hold until we've checked out Defiance.
Fair enough.
Let's say, since you mentioned Falling Skies, that there are TNT is starting to run Promos. TV spots Little for spots. Falling sure. Skies. It starts in June, something we saw last night.
Yep. Looks so exciting. That. Yes.
All right. Moving forward. Arrow. Everybody in Arrow is doing well. And everybody that's secondary characters are becoming permanent characters. The guy playing Slade Wilson is a regular next season. Roy Harper, a regular next season. And now...
His little Gilligan?
Yeah, his little Gilligan. So now, a teaser shot that was posted on, I believe, Twitter this week. It was just something from the set, I guess, or something that's being developed for the new season.
Okay.
Is just a sign that says Cord Industries. So... What does Cord Industries have to do with DC? You should know this.
Why do I have to know everything?
Because you're a Blue Beetle fan. Ted Cord, the second Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
He's the only Blue Beetle that didn't actually use the Scarab.
Right.
So he was just kind of like a techno wizard sort of kind of guy.
Do you think they're bringing in Blue Beetle?
There's a lot of speculation that they might be introducing Blue Beetle. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Spin Blue Beetle out into a show.
We already have Huntress. They've sort of teased the possibility of Nightwing with Bloodhaven-related stuff.
Right.
So Blue Beetle would be a good fit in this kind of Arrow No Powers universe they're creating. That Blue Beetle, at least. So that'll be interesting. We'll see how that develops.
Okay, cool.
You ready for this one?
I forgot Ted Kord because he's been dead for how long?
Who's the new... The new Blue Beetle's a young Hispanic man, isn't he?
Puerto Rican.
So and I'm the bad one.
Hernandez or something.
Is it Hernandez?
They're all Hernandez.
Espinosa. It's one of those. Rodriguez.
You're terribly racist.
I am not terribly racist. Danny Woodburn. Do you know who Danny Woodburn is?
No, sir.
Yes, you do. Danny Woodburn is a little person. He is.
Oh, is he in Game of Thrones?
He is no. He is not. He is not Peter Dinklage.
The Dink.
Hold on. Let me pull the up Dink. Danny Woodburn. You would know Danny Woodburn. He was in Seinfeld. He was on, he's been in a billion and a half
things. Oh, my God. What? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What's his greatest starring role?
I don't know.
What is the most underrated black comedy ever made?
No idea.
Yes, you do.
What?
He's one of the Crinkle Kids.
One of the Crinkle Kids?
Uh-huh. In what movie?
I don't know.
Edward Norton is in it.
Oh, yes. Death to Smoochie.
Death to Smoochie.
He is in Death to Smoochie.
He's Angelo in Death to Smoochie.
He's Angelo in Death to Smoochie. Well, Danny Woodburn has been cast as Splinter in the upcoming Michael Bay TMNT movie. Now, I'm assuming it's just
the voice
of Splinter, because he does not look like a martial artist expert to me or a rat.
Well,
just saying.
Well, maybe. Draw conclusions, if you will.
All right. This is what I... The next thing I think is one of the biggest things in the news this week. Okay. Michael Rooker is joining the cast of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Walking of the Dead. Oh.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
As?
Yandu. Is that the character's name? He is...
Oh, with the big plume?
The big blue guy?
Yeah.
Mohawk, red...
Gotta be CGI.
I'm assuming it's... Well, yeah, maybe. Or maybe some sort of hybrid. But
it's gotta be.
But that's interesting, because we haven't... So far, everything we've heard about Guardians of the Galaxy is this new generation of Guardians of the Galaxy. Yandu is...
Old school.
He's classic. He's like first gen.
Yeah.
He's part of the original team.
That just calls into question what the team is going to be.
What the team is going to, or what his role in the team is going to be, or,
it's going to be CGI. It's got to be something.
But I really like Michael Rooker, so.
I do. It's just so not the role for him, though. Guy's ethereal.
Well.
Yeah, and he was like an ethereal character.
But he was a big kind of muscular dude. No,
but they already got one of those, man. They got,
Drax.
Drax.
Yeah, David Bautista.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're talking about blue guys that probably look horrible.
David Bautista, the wrestler?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yes. Electro.
Ooh.
That's it? Ooh.
Yep, there's my response.
Crickets. Very good. So the photos leaked online today, yesterday, I think, of Jamie Foxx, at least partially the way... as Electro.
As Powder?
No, he's not. He's more blue than white.
Powder blue?
He kind of looks like a Smurf on steroids.
Really?
Yeah, because the veins are kind of like all pronounced, although I'm assuming that's electricity or some nonsense.
Some shit.
Yeah. He looks awful.
Yeah, awful.
He looks terrible. Now, I don't want to pass judgment, but I am. I'm passing judgment like I pass a burrito.
Jamie Foxx.
He looks like shit.
Jamie Foxx auditions for the Blue Man Group.
That's right. And gets cast in Spider-Man instead. It was an oopsie audition.
Oops.
Yeah, nothing about those images,
is appealing.
Make me feel good. I mean, and nothing about it, I guess maybe it's sort of close to the ultimate version of Electro. Kind of bald, glowing blue, I think, if I recall what Ultimate Electro looked like, but he still looks like garbage. I'm not convinced on that one.
I have to say, my position on the Amazing Spider-Man went from, so I was
it's improvement.
It is right, that wasn't, in case that didn't come across clearly, scapegoat. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm. One more thing, and then we can move on with the show. CinemaCon, which is an event out in the Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, actually, you might have something that'll tie into this when I'm done.
Sure.
CinemaCon, that's an event that takes place out in Las Vegas.
Who were the guests?
I don't know who the guest was, but today...
What were they? Were there like exclusives?
No. I think it actually might be a media / news event. I don't think it's open to the public, but I could be wrong on that.
So what were the exclusives?
No, but there was a Star Wars announcement.
Oh.
Starting with summer of 2015, it's the first time we've heard confirmed summer on this.
Uh-huh.
There will be a new Star Wars movie
every year.
Every summer.
Yep.
For the foreseeable future. A couple of years at least.
Yep.
So there you go. So there's your your confirmation that...
So it will be storyline, solo movie, storyline, solo movie, storyline.
Right.
Solo movie.
And then storyline, solo movie. Dark Horse right now has two books going on, two Star Wars related books going on that are really kind of dealing with events after 4, 5, and 6, and mixed in there. So it's interesting.
Hmm, really? It's
interesting. Hmm. Yeah. Oh. Well, there's the one between both books out right now. I'm sorry, both books out right now are between 4 and 5. Star Wars, just the Star Wars book, which we've been talking about.
That's issue between 4 comes and 5, out right?
Next week, I
that's
think.
Between New Hope and Empire.
And then there's a new Dark Horse book this week, Darth Vader and the Ninth Assassin.
Oh, yeah,
is also that. Between 4 and 5. Takes place after Star Wars, and I believe is before Empire.
Okay.
I read that issue. It was okay.
Okay.
So, but we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it.
So, speaking of Star Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, a couple weeks ago, you guys were talking about LucasArts Games.
Right.
Gone.
Right.
Very sad.
Yes, very sad.
But they're working on a couple of really cool projects. One of them I was excited about when they, I think it was at E3 a year ago or so.
Yes, right.
It was everywhere a year ago.
Yeah, it was 13-13.
Oh, yes, yes.
So that game looks awesome. It was next gen consoles. It was the
Force
Unleashed
with no Force.
Pretty much, yeah, but really gritty, badass game. And I actually got to talk to one of the sound designers, sound engineers for Skywalker Sound.
Oh, nice.
A couple ago. So we had to ask what's going on with 13-13. We're sure the media has it wrong. So he turns to us and he's like, you're right, the media does have it wrong. 13-13 still in production.
Oh, huzzah.
They're deciding on branding. Disney games versus Pixar games kind of thing right now. So 13-13 still on the way. Hopefully you see some official confirmation of this, but this is straight out of a guy's mouth who's working with LucasArts right now, saying the game is still in production and the team's still there working.
Sweet.
So I'm excited about that.
That's 13-13, awesome.
Very
and that,
excited.
That makes sense now, too, because something I forgot to mention. Earlier this week, there were some leaked script pages for Star Wars Retraction, it's called. And it looks like it might be the next new animated series that has a very... kind of sort of 13-13 feel to it.
Retraction,
I think it's called Retraction. So I think maybe it's going to tie in. Maybe it's like a companion. Maybe they're developing both at the same time and figuring out a marketing scheme. But yeah,
here's what's happening in case you're not catching on. Disney dumped a whole lot of money for Star Wars and going, all right, what can we put Star Wars in, man? What do you got? Give me something. Popcorn? Star Wars popcorn? Put it out. What else? You new anime series? Let's get one of those going. What video games? Let's get a bunch of those going. Whatever they can.
Movie a year? Let's do it.
Let's whatever they can stamp their little Disney fucking ear stamp on. That's what they're doing because they got to make that money back.
Do you blame them, though? It makes sense.
Who said I blame them?
I'm just saying.
You're going to buy every single piece of it.
No.
Yes.
I've seen
the Star Wars popcorn.
I am very refined in my collecting, sir.
Sure you are.
Very refined.
Just the chocolate-covered popcorn.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it.
All right.
Imperial popcorn.
Imperial popcorn? Orville Redenbacher's Imperial popcorn?
Well, I would also accept Republic popcorn.
Republic, that'd be the one will be chocolate covered and one will be cheddar cheese, white and dark.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Yes.
Let's take our first break.
Yes, OG, and we will take that break. And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 285, Scapegoat.
Woo!
Take my love, take my land.
Hey, this is Jules Stay from Firefly.
Hey, this is Marina Baccarin from Firefly.
Hey, this is Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy and Firefly and Serenity and some other stuff, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you geek.
Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 285, Scapegoat.
Introducing the brand new producer of this program.
That's right.
Scapegoat.
That's right. Don't forget, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Of course, while you're over there, perhaps you should check out our Amazon affiliate link.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you for all of you who continue to support that. It continues to be a huge boon to the show and helps us hopefully move forward with getting some new equipment rather soon. So... It is much appreciated. Of course, if there's anything that we talked about in the first segment of the show or that we're about to talk about, or maybe you have a question or a comment on anything we've talked about in the past or going forward, please give us a call over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And with that...
Geek Stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comics.
Yes, sir.
So I've got a bunch.
I have a bunch.
And you have a bunch. You want to go first?
I have some Marvel and DC.
Okay.
And Zero Independence.
Okay.
This week from Marvel, I picked up Captain America number 6.
So you are still reading Captain America,
yes,
then?
Yes. Rick Remender and John Romita. This says John Romita on the cover.
Which is not right.
Did Senior die? Because as far as I know, he is John Romita Jr. Fan of this program, by the way, has sure. appeared multiple times on this program.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so this story is still really excellent, I think.
Okay.
And so I'm very excited. It's a completely different direction for Cap, and so I am enjoying it. And I also picked up the Lamentable Daredevil, number 25. This is the complete opposite of what I just said about Captain America. It's becoming really difficult to read.
Yeah.
It's becoming really kind of, you can feel it kind of being at the end of its rope. They need to do something pretty drastic pretty quickly.
They need to now them.
And it's Mark Waid and Chris Samnee.
I know. Both it should be a good writers.
Team. I have to say, though, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Chris Samnee's art.
Right.
Mark Waid's writing is getting a little, you know, it almost feels like he, you know, he's kind of like, oh, I got to write Daredevil this month.
Right, right.
Amongst everything else that I'm writing. So let me just kind of, let me get that out of the way. That kind of writing.
I hear you.
And I search every month before and after I read the episode. Usually after, I'm really looking for it. Where it says, you know, ending or in next issue conclusion.
And none of that.
You know, and none of that seems to happen. But this happens every month. Next issue, an exercise issue featuring a huge turning point for both Matt and Foggy. Be there for the biggest Daredevil issue of the year, which it says pretty much every month.
Right.
So it's a turning point. It's the biggest issue ever. Blah, blah, blah. DC books, well, however much...
You Why did I Marvel? Go through the Marvel stuff?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you had Marvel stuff.
Nova, number three out this week.
Oh, yeah, I did forget that.
Nova, if you're not reading Nova, and you're Trader Waiter. If you're not reading Nova and you just want to do Guardians of the Galaxy, you're missing out. Because Rocket Raccoon, who I'm slowly like becoming a fanboy of, is all throughout Nova.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a good story. I haven't read three yet. I will procure it later this evening.
Uh-huh.
But I will read it. I will read it rapidly. It's on the top of my list. Superior Spider-Man and the Continued Yodification of Peter Parker, also out this week.
Uh-huh.
And Age of Ultron, number six.
Ooh.
A story that's going nowhere fast, also out this week.
I also picked up from DC Red Hood and the Outlaws, number 19.
New creative team. James Tynion the fifth. The gentleman behind Talon is writing this book now.
Yes, and I don't know how I feel about... I don't know how I feel about it or how I feel about... Julius Gopez.
You know, it's hard to compare any art to the guy who was doing it previously, Rocafer.
Let me compare it. It's not as good as the guy.
That's what I mean. I mean, his art was really top notch.
I'm saying it was easy to compare.
Okay.
It's worse than.
All right.
And also this week, Batman Beyond Unlimited. A whole crap load of people working on this book. This is issue number 15.
Right.
Brand new Batman Beyond story arc begins here. The Beyond universe, I think, is really great. I've liked it ever since the animated. The art in this book is also, it's decent. The writing is it's kind of a really great mid-level book. It'll right. never be a great book, but it will be a really terrific mid-level book as long as they keep doing it.
Okay.
Which I can't imagine being much more than 2 years. So, and we're already on 15, and that's volume two, technically. So we're already getting close, I
right.
think.
DC, are you done with your DC book?
Yes.
Whistling Skull, number five, is out this week. I've been really enjoying that. And nope, I think that's it from DC. I had a Dark Horse book. And,
what was your Dark Horse? Star Wars?
Star Wars in the Darth Vader and the Ninth Assassin. Uh-huh. I really liked the first issue of that. And then from Image this week, actually from IDW first, Image this week, there's a new Danger Girl book that's out, and I'm a Danger Girl fanboy.
Ooh, anything Danger Girl.
Anything Campbell and Danger Girl, I'm a fan of. And then from Image Comics, I don't think I've mentioned this before, but Cyberforce number four is out this week. So they rebooted Cyberforce, right? And it's under the Image banner. The first four or five issues have been free. Like, you go to your comic book store, and they're free.
Because no one would pay
for it. No, it was a Kickstarter campaign to relaunch the book, and the part of the promotion was to give out the first handful of issues for free to get you on board. It's actually not terrible. Now, I don't know that I'll continue to read it once I have to start paying for it, but thus far, I am enjoying the first four issues. So, four is out this week. Check that out if you're not checking it out already. What do you have there in your hands, sir? Moving on.
I have a couple of trades that I want to talk about, OG.
Okay.
The first one is Batman Year 100.
I don't remember. This is an Elseworld story,
I guess? This was a mini-series. Well, technically, I guess it would be an Elseworld story. Yeah. But who knows? Okay. Maybe it isn't an Elseworld story.
I've never read it. I'm just
saying. It is by Paul Pope.
Right.
So what you need to get ready for right away, or what I'm already for, is the criticism I'm going to get, because I just criticized the artist in two other books.
Right.
Because Paul Pope is not everybody's cup of tea. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes I really like the way he works, and sometimes I'm like, who is this kindergartner with a pencil? So
Frodo Washburn.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not, well, it's not quite that bad, but I mean, it, you know, it, there is definitely, like, it is definitely an acquired taste, but it's the same thing they said about Frank Miller in the 80s. So, and I'm not comparing him to Frank Miller because I don't think he's that good, but, that said, this talks about Gotham in the year 2039 and the Batman that rises in that generation. So this collects the four-issue miniseries. Going to run you $20. I really did like the story is mostly what I remember about it.
Right.
So I'm glad to be able to check that out. And OG, I also picked up, to your great surprise, Dial H.
Can you return that?
Volume 1. Now, why would you say that?
Because that book shit the bed faster than Hero shit the bed in the television world. It was good for the first two or three issues.
Yeah.
And then it took such a nosedive.
Really?
I stopped reading it after the... I think I hung out through the fifth.
Well, the reason I picked it up is because novelist China Mieville...
Yeah, that's...
Who is actually a dude.
Sure.
Who's actually written some really great books, actual books.
I don't doubt it.
Wrote it, and I figured I wanted to give it a shot, but you're saying no good.
I'm saying that you'll enjoy the first issue for so sure.
Uh-huh.
You'll probably enjoy the second issue. The third issue is going to make you say, what the fuck? And uh-huh. By the fourth issue, you're going to start questioning yourself as a human.
He is award-winning novelist, China Mieville, sir.
Winner, well, he should stick to novels.
Winner of the World Fantasy Award, the British Science Fiction Award, the Hugo Award.
Stop putting your words to pictures, China.
Three-time winner of the Arthur C. Clarke Award. And the guy, Matteo Santaluccio, is the artist.
The artist is really... I like the art.
From American Vampire?
I like the art. It was
the new guy?
Yeah, I think he's... I like the art. Raphael Albuquerque was fantastic.
I know.
But I really like the art. But the book just became...
Well, this one collects issues 1 through 6 and number 0.
Lovely.
Going to run you $15. So maybe you'll want to check it out, or maybe you won't if you're a fan of China Mieville.
If you really feel like you need to check that out.
Right.
First, drink a lot. And then try to find it used for like $3 or $4.
And then lastly, a little book, OG, I want to bring your attention by Jeffrey Brown. We talked about the...
The first one.
This is Vader's Little Princess.
Right. The first one was Vader and Son.
Right.
Which I have.
And I have it too. I think the author was that.
He was.
New York
he
Comic-Con.
Signed our copies.
Oh, that's right. He did.
The little remark in them.
Yep. So there. This is a little, another little Star Wars Darth Vader hands-on daddy kind of book.
Adorable.
Yeah. Adorable little cartoons. So definitely check that out. Vader's Little Princess.
Sorry. I will be checking that out.
By Jeffrey Bloom.
Geek Stuff, product reviews.
Only one DVD this week.
Yeah.
In our product section.
Okay.
Django Unchained.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on.
Didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. I heard great things. I just haven't had a chance to watch
it. Did you see it, Scapegoat?
I did see it.
And?
It's Quentin Tarantino.
Are you a Tarantino fan? Let me ask you that.
So I'll say yes and no.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You got to respect Pulp Fiction and all the movies he's put out.
Sure.
Well, you have to. You have to respect Pulp Fiction for what it did. I
mean, I'm not a huge fan of Jackie Brown.
Bring in non-linear narrative.
Kill Bill Volume 1.
Kill Bill, sure. Absolutely.
Volume 1.
But not Volume 2?
No.
Not a fan?
No.
Yeah. Are they making a Volume 3? Something like that?
I
heard rumors about more Kill Bill. Anyway, yeah, but it's definitely very Tarantino-y. You know, bloody, violent, over the top, all that kind of fun stuff. And I liked it a lot. I guess my, yeah, I would definitely pick it up.
Did you like Inglourious Basterds? Let me ask
you that. My problem with Inglourious Basterds is it was really like complex. It was intelligent.
It was.
A lot of character development. And then, spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen it, it just ends with a lot of shooting. So that bothered me. It was like the whole point of it is just, you know, him being cathartic and shooting Hitler a lot. I don't really respect that ending too much. But otherwise, you know, I like the way it was shot, all that fun stuff. Pretty good movie. But definitely check out Django.
Okay.
It's entertaining no matter what your take is on it.
Yeah,
definitely check it out.
It's on my list of pickups. I just, like I said, I haven't had a chance to actually watch it yet.
Yes, I would definitely, you know, find the time to grab it, take a view in.
Awesome sauce. I will definitely check that out. We're going to move forward, though. I have something, you have something. You want to go first?
You go first.
I have here, I haven't had a chance to play yet. But this is Injustice Gods Among Us. This is the PS3 version of the game. It actually just arrived shortly before we began to record.
Or as I call it, DC's Mortal Kombat.
No, I don't think anybody would necessarily disagree with that, though. So that's not really being...
That's not a compliment.
I understand that, but I don't really think that that's... Well, some people would see that as a compliment.
From the people that brought you Mortal Kombat...
Some people would see that as a compliment.
DC characters beating up each other.
And some people would not. Everything I've heard about the game so far, no one I know or nothing I read says anybody hated the game. A lot of people really liked it, thought it was a lot of fun. A lot of people thought it was had some issues, lost some of its fun if you're just doing fighting mode, but story mode seemed to be pretty good. And then a couple of people were just middle of the road. Yeah, it's fun. You know, I'll play it here and there. It's a nice filler game. Put down something else and pick something else up.
It's like Bioshock. So basically pick this up used is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I grabbed it new.
You know why he grabbed it new?
Because Green Arrow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why. Because he can play Green Arrow.
Yeah.
There's also an iOS version of this. There's like
an iOS version
of this. iPhone or iPad. Oh, yeah. It's fun. It's fun unlocking all the characters, all that kind of fun stuff. But it's a good time waster, too. Wasn't there a lead-in, a graphic novel?
There's a comic book miniseries still going on, and that's been really good. It's been really good, as a matter of fact. And then there's the action figure line. Now, out this week in the action figure line is the Deathstroke Green Arrow 2-pack and then the Wonder Woman Solomon Grundy 2-pack. Now, I haven't picked up either of those yet, but...
Now, I did not see the Deathstroke Green Arrow 2-pack.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
I did see the Wonder Woman Solomon Grundy 2-pack, and the price is ridiculous.
It's $30 for two three-and-three-quarter figures. It's
ridiculous.
Yeah. I've seen them on Amazon for $25. So go to Amazon. I'll post a link. You can do it to help us out and help yourself out.
Yeah, definitely.
And get it that way. That's how I'm going to get my Green Arrow.
Yeah, it really is. It was ridiculous. Yeah. The price was outrageous.
But I will talk about this a little bit more next week after I've had a chance to play it.
Okay. And speaking of product, before I get into mine, I wanted to alert you to this, OG.
Yes.
I just saw new 52 Joker action figure.
Yeah.
It's going to be solicited, I think, in the coming previews.
Is it good or is it terrible?
Oh, it's good.
It's real good. Skin reattached.
Belted on, I think.
Yeah,
maybe.
Belted on.
Yeah.
Jumpsuit? Orange jumpsuit?
No.
Suit?
No, the workman's.
Oh, the blue coverall.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing. Kind of thing. With the slippers? Is he wearing the slippers?
I didn't notice.
Oh. I'm excited for that figure, and I don't collect Joker stuff.
I know.
But I might have to have that just because.
It's really good.
Damn you.
And speaking of also really good, now I think...
Is this the last one?
I don't know. This is number 28. It feels like pieces on a chessboard?
36?
Are there?
I think 36.
Then no, we're not done yet. No. Is it 18 per side? It can't be, can it?
It could be. Yeah, there are nine, right? Are there nine pawns per side? That makes sense.
It's an 8x8 board. You have two rows, so they're 32?
Oh, so 32 then.
32.
King,
right?
Queen.
That makes sense.
I think so.
King, queen.
So it's 16 per side. Rook. 32 total.
Bishop, knight. Rook, bishop, knight. 16, 32.
Yeah.
28, 29.
So we're missing 30. Four.
He's getting there slowly.
But he'll get there.
32. Yeah, so...
He almost had to take off his shoes to finish that calculation.
This week, it should have been number 28, the Black Bat.
Right.
Tell us about this character.
I don't even know who the Black Bat is.
I don't know who this character is. I'm almost ashamed to say I should know who this character is, but I don't. She kind of looks like...
It's a she?
It's a she.
Wow.
She kind of looks like Batgirl.
She kind of looks like Batgirl and Nightwing.
Kind
of, yeah. Like a mishmash of the two.
I'm not really sure. You got something there, Scapegoat?
This character is so unknown, there isn't any information.
See? There you go. That tells you something.
It was a regularly occurring crime-solving character.
Yeah, awesome. But not in DC. There was a character called a Black Bat. Like, I'm talking like old school,
like
Buddy of the Shadow.
Yeah,
you know, like one
Golden
of those.
Key.
Yeah, exactly. Black Bat DC. Anyway, she's a pawn. I believe she's a black pawn.
I would hope she's a pawn if she's that unknown.
And the sculpting, of course, is terrific. This is from Eagle Moss Publications, every fortnight.
Now, I thought these were coming out two at a time.
Cassandra
they
Cain.
They are. I'm going to get to that.
Cassandra Cain.
Cassandra Cain?
That is the Black Bat.
Oh, Cain...
Doesn't she become Batgirl?
No.
Not Batgirl, Batwoman?
Does she? I thought she's the Huntress.
She does become Batgirl.
Okay.
It looks like it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
At some point. Well, in any event, whoever this is.
Whoever she is.
It's a great sculpt, another great piece to add to this chess collection. And to answer your question, OG, yes, the other black pawn that came out, or maybe she's a white pawn. Maybe she's a white pawn, I think. I can't tell. The other piece was issue 29 that came out this week was the Ventriloquist.
Okay.
He's a black pawn. And you know, that's like the guy holding the little Scarface guy, Ventriloquist, with the machine gun. And
oh, she's part of Batman Incorporated, too. That makes sense.
Okay. Yep.
Sorry.
So those are the two. So that brings us to 29.
Right.
30, 31, 32. There's three left.
So why don't you have the other piece?
It was shorted at Retailer X.
Oh, so you're gonna get it next week, or do we have to get it from across the pond?
No, I believe next week.
All right,
Retailer X will get it in, but the numbering doesn't really work out, does it?
No,
28, 29, 30.
Yeah, 28, yeah, it works out.
No, 29 is Ventriloquist that came out this week, so that leaves
30, 31, and 32. Remember, it's two over here.
Every fortnight, sir.
It's two over here.
Every.
But over there, it's one.
Every fortnight.
So we're just catching up.
Okay, just saying. These are great. These are the hand-painted metallic resin figures that we've been talking about forever. And I'm telling you, it's going to be the greatest chess set ever to include Batman characters.
I'm going to make an ex. Okay. I'm not going to disagree with
you. How can you disagree with
me? I can't
name a better one.
I don't think there is another one.
So these are fully painted, you know, like with the proper character colors and so forth.
I'm going to make an executive decision right now.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not done. This also comes with the magazine, which tells you about the character.
Right.
Also tells you about the piece and how it plays in the game of chess.
Sure.
It's an exciting collection.
I'm not down it.
You're making an executive decision?
In lieu of the wrap-up. We're going to quickly talk about Geek Flea 5 because we were there and we should talk about it.
Okay. Go.
It was a good event.
It was a good
event. We had a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
A lot of good people there. Of course, we saw a lot of our friends there.
I got Chris some good Mannix. Stuff.
Ian was there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We saw Stu was there.
Stu.
And,
Hambone was not there.
Hambone was not there. But, you know, a couple other fans stopped by the table. Always good to chat with fans. A
couple of fans won some prizes for stopping by the table. A couple of fans did win some
prizes. Yeah, actually, Rob hung out with us for most of the day.
Rob?
Smack6102. I'm not calling him by what you call him.
I don't know who you're.
Because what you say is offensive to people with one eye.
I don't. I didn't say any such thing.
No, but you was on the tip of your tongue. I saw it. You were gonna say Cyclops or One-Eyed Willie.
I wasn't gonna say.
Wow.
See, he's One-Eyed
better.
Robbie.
He's better. He got you to say it.
That's right. Yeah. Damn you. But
how about Blink?
I was playing, oh, it's terrible. I was very well behaved this time.
Oh yeah.
I only bought one thing.
What'd you buy?
I bought a print.
Oh yeah, that's right. Who was
so this oh, guy?
That dude was there.
Yeah,
right?
Christian. His name is Christian. I don't know his last name.
Hold that up.
He doesn't sell his stuff online.
That's cool.
Although I've been trying to convince him for the past two shows now to put his stuff online.
Right.
Because his stuff is really nice. He has some great original art. He does some cool, like, licensed stuff, some Batman stuff, some Alice in Wonderland stuff.
Right. Great canvases, Joker canvases.
Great canvases, mm-hmm. Reasonably priced prints. $10 for that print, which is reasonably priced. Nice on nice quality paper.
Right.
Seeing a picture of that now, hopefully. But, really good event. Definitely worth checking out. Now, we know the next one, or we hear the next one, is tentatively scheduled for November.
Yes.
So we'll have a more firm date as soon as we hear something, of course.
Uh-huh.
But in the interim, of course, continue to check us out. Continue to check out Unwinnable for more information on that.
Yes.
And before we go into the full-on wrap-up.
Well, I hear the music, OG.
Well, so let's talk about our sponsor this week.
Oh.
Our sponsor this week, Suburban Vinyl.
Oh.
In a new store, grand reopening coming up. Nope. Grand reopening coming this week, this weekend, Saturday, April 20th in Waldwick, New Jersey.
Very excited about that.
Are we going to go to that?
We are going.
Okay, so I think we're going to be there Saturday night. You should go too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can check out the links both on our website.
And we are some of the celebrities that will be in attendance.
I don't know that we're considered celebrities.
We are.
I think we're considered guys who may be there.
Well, Well, we're definitely guys who will be there.
Okay, so there you go.
But we're kind of guys who people know.
But the shop owner, Rob, has got some great stuff lined up. A couple artists are going to be there. He's got a plethora of stuff that he's been stocking up on since the store closed last time. Dunny Apocalypse stuff, which is hard as fuck to get. So he's Dunny Apocalypse stuff?
Yes. He owes me. He owes me a frame.
So you can go and check that out. But definitely check out Suburban Vinyl. Check out the link on our website. And, of course, if you can come out this Saturday night, if you're local, come out to Walden, New Jersey. Hang out. I think it's from 6 p.m. or from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday night.
Now, when exactly does the food get served?
I don't know about the food. But every other time we've been there,
he's had food.
He's had booze.
Yep.
So I'm assuming he's going to have something, but I'm not
100% sure. Really starting at 4?
4 to 8 p.m.
Wow.
Yes. Early on Saturday.
Wow.
I will not be there for 4. I'll probably try to be there for like 5 or 6 maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking like 6.
But yeah, so that is Saturday night. Check that out. Of course, again, check out the link. Of course, don't forget you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. We have all of our episode posts. Of course, the YouTube channel is up and running. Please check out that. Some original content coming to the YouTube channel, I think, soon. And we're actually opened up sort of like a soft open last week. We're going to start accepting, I think, user and listener reviews for YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
So you want to do a video of a product, of a game, of a movie, submit it to us. We'll post it to our YouTube channel. It doesn't have to be video. If you want to do it kind of like we do the show with photos and rotating pictures, you're welcome to do that style as well.
Sure.
If you have some questions about like specifications and the technical aspect, feel free to
me an email. I thought you were talking about the store and the amazing discovery that we made in the Big Kev's Geek Stuff product archives. We will have
some stuff coming to the store coming soon. Some old things and possibly some new things. And
let me put it to you this way.
Should have just done that. It would have been shorter. Of course, don't forget, you check us out on Twitter, at GeekStuffOG, at BKGeekStuff. Are you on the Twitter, Scapegoat?
I am not yet on the Twitters.
Well, if you get on the Twitters,
I will do it.
We will add this plug into there next week. Of course, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. YouTube channel is also BKGeekStuff. And, of course, the GVM line.
425-920-6050. Yo, we have a producer now.
Yeah?
You and I don't have to do that bit anymore.
What bit?
The bit where we say the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Scapegoat's got to learn that.
Oh, that's his job?
That's his producer bit.
There you go. You have to learn that phone number. Commit it to memory.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
I think so. So I guess, OG, I'll end this inaugural Scapegoat episode, episode 285 of Big Kev Geek Stuff, by saying... good night, Admiral Mahdi, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.